Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Matt Cohen. He is the director of the UF Water Institute. He is also the Carl S. Swisher Chair in Water Resources here at the University of Florida. He's a hydrologist, and he's in charge of this very interesting institute that I just kind of come across recently. So for those not in the know, give us a little detail on what the UF Water Institute is and what it does.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Sue. It's really a pleasure to be here. So the Water Institute is UF's effort to try to publicize the excellence that exists across campus. In fact, has existed for decades across the UF campus in water resources. Water resources is obviously in Florida is a major priority from the perspective of sustainability and from sort of decision making about the environment. And the University of Florida over the years has made really quite substantive investments in water resources, hiring faculty, developing centers. And it was the position of the faculty at the University of Florida in the early 2000s that despite this quite high density, deep bench of water experts across campus, there wasn't very much visibility and there wasn't much coordination that would enable UF to be really relevant to the big statewide water decisions that are being made about the Everglades and about the Floridan aquifer and about coastal zone resilience. And so the Water Institute was born out of the faculty feeling that there needed to be some central conversation, some place that was the nexus for that expertise, for the sort of deep interdisciplinary conversations that are necessary to address the water challenges. And so that the Water Institute was founded in 2006. It hasn't been on campus for very long. It was founded at the behest of a substantial gift from Progress Energy, now Duke Energy, that it generated an endowment that we continue to live off of in part. The Water Institute was envisioned as kind of spanning the disciplinary silos that are sort of endemic to university life. And so the Water Institute is not in any of the University of Florida's colleges. It's under the Office of Research, which enables it to have this connective tissue across the many disciplines, the College of Engineering and the College of Agriculture and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, the College of Vet Medicine. I mean, we have
Vet Medicine.
We have faculty members that view their charge, their research and training and extension charge through the lens of water. In more than 80 different units across campus, 11 different colleges. There's nearly 500 faculty across the University of Florida that are affiliated with the Water Institute. And that, I think, really speaks to the deep bench that I was talking about, is that there's just so many people that view water as their mission, and we are the crucible in which those conversations that I think generate a lot of useful progress get done, right? We are the place where people meet prospective collaborators from other colleges that might have expertise that's really complementary to their own and that enables addressing questions in ways that they haven't been able to before. And I think that's a really powerful place for us to be. And it's meant that the Water Institute, since that 2006 inception, has grown really substantially.
Do you have a staff as well for the Institute?
Yeah, we're often surprising how small we are. We're a staff of five total people, myself, and an assistant director. We have a research coordinator and a communication specialist and a recent addition of an administrative assistant. We have sort of part-time help with our books, and that's basically the extent of our staff. But with this small staff and the momentum of all of these faculty that view water as both their passion and their professional obligation, we have quite a lot of momentum in terms of our statewide impact and our impact on trying to build these collaborative networks at the University of Florida and increasingly trying to build that connective tissue across the entire state university system. That's been a real mission of mine as the new director.
So it's more than just the University of Florida. You're trying to work with the other major universities.
Yeah. In fact, we have a substantial proposal that we've developed in collaboration with all 12 of the state university system institutions. And the idea is that, you know, water expertise is distributed in many places, and a lot of times it's very geographically specific. And so what I know about the Suwannee River and the Floridan Aquifer and the springs is complementary to what my colleagues, for example, at Florida International University know about the Everglades, or what the colleagues at the University of West Florida know about some of the rivers in the Western Panhandle. And so I think it's very important to try to capture that geographic specificity, but all be kind of engaged in the same high-level conversations about the challenges, which are quite common to all of us: water quality, water quantity, coastal resilience.
Water quantity is kind of becoming a major issue, isn't it, right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, we're a very fast-growing state. We're a state where people have the sort of dual objectives of swimming pools and green lawns, but also, you know, fishing and recreating in the, you know, sort of remarkable array of watery places in Florida that attracts, you know, over 100 million tourists a year to the state. And so we have this dual challenge of trying to sustain water supply for a growing population, but also making sure that that water is in the environment in a way that supports all of those other values that we have. Our stewardship values are with regard to biological diversity and with regard to water quality and with regard to recreation. And so that is a huge challenge. And, you know, I would say it's a substantial challenge, but we have some really good news, and it's news that doesn't get touted very often. But, you know, when we look at the water consumption rates across the state, they peaked in 2000 and have been slowly going down since, which I think is evidence that the Floridians take water stewardship seriously, that our agencies have taken water stewardship seriously. That's not to discount the severity of some future forecasting challenges that we have, but I think it's also to sort of convey that there is evidence that the system can be adapted and accommodate this complicated balancing act of making Florida both home to lots of people and, you know, watery places that we love.
So conservation efforts have been fairly successful.
I think that that's fair to say, and that's across the board. That's both conservation efforts in the context of municipal consumption, so consumption in households, but also conservation in agriculture. And I think that this is an all hands on deck problem, right? Both water quantity and water quality don't sort of stop at your neighborhood boundary. They're shared problems, and they're problems that I think that sort of shared adversity, shared challenge means that everybody needs to do their part. But I think there's evidence that that is in fact what's happening, and I think we can be both hopeful and also recognize the scope of future challenges in the same breath. And I think that's part of the Water Institute mission, is to be an evidence-based enterprise where we can talk about these issues based on facts and support solutions that are pragmatic and inclusive.
Wow, it's amazing. I had no idea this resource was available on our UF campus, and the breadth of your scope of work, too, is really interesting. We're going to take a break in just a minute, and then we're going to come back and talk more about maybe some specific projects that you've been working on and some success stories. That would be great, too. People always love to hear the success
Absolutely.
Part. And if there's any events coming up or how people could get involved, I mean, I'm sure, you know, not everyone is a university professor, but other people might be able to help in other ways. And so if you can kind of convey that to everyone.
That's absolutely, yeah.
So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Matt Cohen. He is the director of the UF Water Institute here on the University of Florida campus. He is also the Carl S. Swisher Chair in Water Resources and a hydrologist. And he's been telling us about the Water Institute and different things that they do. And they have some events that are coming up. And they do events throughout the year, but there's ways for the community. It's not just a UF thing, but community can get involved with these various projects. So tell us what's happening with the Water Institute.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. As you mentioned, we do events all year round, but some of our showcase events are actually coming up very soon. One of the most important things we do to sort of organize that conversation about water within and beyond the university is host a symposium. Every other year, we host a what we call the Biennial Water Institute Symposium. It brings in 500 or so people from both across campus, across campuses across the state, and also the agencies and private sector experts that are very much part of that water conversation. And that's happening the 24th to the 26th of February with a series of keynote speakers and just a program that we're super excited about. We have an entire section, for example, a plenary session on science communications, which is very germane to this conversation. How do we get our message out to the public, and how do we work with the interpreters in media to make sure that accurate messages are getting out into the public sphere? And so this is a skill set that many hydrologists, water resource people crave, and I think we're going to learn a little bit about that. So the symposium is a really big event for us. Later in the semester in April, we're supporting a number of African water scholars to come to the United States to participate in a conference in a collaboration with the UF Center for African Studies. And this is the Carter Conference. We're very excited about that because it's an opportunity to really internationalize the conversation that we have. Florida has a lot of water issues, and we tend to fixate on those in our research and communications. But water is an international issue, and we're really looking forward to sharing that with some guests. All along we have webinars and seminars. And so if you look, check out our website, which is in the process of being updated right now, but that website is a sort of current events of all the things that are going on that both by the Water Institute and in collaboration with the Water Institute are really seeking to advance a conversation about water across all of the disciplines that we represent. And so it's a very exciting time, and I hope that people can get involved. Most of our seminars are open to the public, and so we definitely encourage interested parties to show up.
Great. They're usually on the UF campus as well.
They're usually on UF campus. That's correct.
Nice. Well, we're going to get the word out in some public service announcements, but you also mentioned that you have some major projects.
Well, there's one project that just finished up, and it's been a showcase project for the Water Institute for several years. It was actually initiated by my predecessor as the director, actually the founding director of the Water Institute, Dr. Wendy Graham. And she was the principal investigator on a project that I think is quite novel, and I think it speaks to the ethos of the Water Institute. It was called Facets, and it was a project intended to understand how we can manage the Floridan aquifer, and in particular focused on the Santa Fe River, but with lessons that are applicable far beyond that. And what really made the project novel was the effort, the diligence that she and her collaborators put into coordinating conversations with agricultural growers, with environmental advocates, with people that manage stormwater in urban areas, a whole host of participants, and deeply participating, sharing and co-producing models that would allow decision-making to unfold. And so building a lot of trust between who have been historically contentious stakeholders. And I think it was a real victory, a victory in many regards. I mean, the scientific victory, the knowledge that was generated is obviously one of the primary reasons you do research. But I think also just building that reputation for trust building and for being an honest broker in what can become sometimes very challenging conversations was something that I think the Water Institute is very proud of. And as the papers, the manuscripts come out from that, I think it's really strong evidence of the value of the kind of interdisciplinary center that the Water Institute represents in terms of making our research relevant to the decisions that we know need to be made. And like I said, sometimes those are very challenging decisions, and trying to understand the trade-offs is a big part of our effort.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And you talked about the aquifer. I know the aquifer's kind of been a contentious issue. Sometimes people are really worried that it's being destroyed and it's not going to exist. What is the current state of the aquifer?
I think that the most alarming predictions are probably not all that realistic. The Floridan aquifer is a blessing for the residents of Florida. It is an aquifer that recharges really quickly, in contrast to some of the more challenging aquifers, say the High Plains aquifer in the Midwest or the aquifers in the Central Valley in California. The Floridan is highly productive. It recharges really quickly, And so it's a much easier nut to crack with regard to water sustainability. That said, with respect to both water quantity and water quality, there are some really difficult challenges and decisions ahead about how we optimize and prioritize who uses water, how much water they use, and the consequences of how we use the water and what we do on the land for the quality in the aquifer. And I think these are important conversations that don't happen only in the academy. They don't just happen at the University of Florida. These are conversations that are being had in the private sector. They're conversations that are being had amongst environmental advocacy groups and agencies. And part of the reason that a thing like the Water Institute Symposium is such an excellent venue is that I think it's an opportunity to find some common ground, some shared facts, and to share some innovation with regard to solutions for the aquifer. The Floridan aquifer is, I think, without a doubt, the most important natural resource in Florida. And so the extent to which the public understands it and understands their stewardship obligation to it, I think, is a really important challenge because, of course, it's under our feet. We don't see
literally
it.
Under our feet.
Literally under our feet. And we don't really note it until we ponder the condition of our springs or we think about saltwater intrusion in our wells. And that's often too late. And so it's very important that we try to acquaint Floridians with what is arguably the most important water resource that they depend on. And I think, the Floridan aquifer is extraordinary. And we're happy to be co-stewards of it. And I think it's something one of the newest projects at the Water Institute is a deep dive into trying to understand the quality of the Floridan aquifer and the myriad ways in which the water quality in the aquifer has been compromised by activities at the land surface.
Like development and such.
Development, agriculture, septic tanks.
Okay, didn't even think about that part there. And then you always have to worry a little bit about periods of drought, which I know we're currently in.
That's right. It's been extremely dry. It's one of the things that makes the Floridan aquifer so extraordinary is that because it's so big, there's more water in the upper Floridan aquifer, which is the shallow part of the Floridan, than there is in Lake Ontario. It's a giant aquifer. And because of its size, it's somewhat resistant to these short-term periods of drought. But what it's not resistant to is long periods of drought associated with a changing climate or with incremental appropriation of water in excess of the capacity to recharge, and that would be sort of exceeding its sustainable yield. And I think this is where a lot of the complicated and difficult conversations happen, is about trying to understand the aquifer well enough that we can be good stewards of it and make sure that we're not over-appropriating or over-polluting it.
Great. Well, Matt Cohen, thank you for coming in today from the UF Water Institute. We'll put your web address and some more information on our podcast page, as well as information on the events that are coming up. So thank you again for taking time to walk just next door and do the interview.
Thank you very much. It was a real treat.
That was UF Water Institute Director Matt Cohen on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.